Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Many of us may be concerned about or may actually be preparing for Christmas. Cards, decorations, parties, and presents. Does that sound like your and my to-do list? Where on those to-do lists is repentance? The preparation of repentance is the focus of our church year's current season of Advent, especially when Christmas and its seasons are still weeks away. Repentance prepares us for all three of Christ's comings to us that give us the name for this season of Advent. His past coming at his birth, his present coming in word and sacraments, and his future coming with glory to judge the living and the dead. As we this morning reflect on today's gospel reading from St. Mark's divinely inspired account, we realize that as John the Baptizer preached, so with repentance and faith, we are prepared for Christ's comings. Thus the theme for this sermon, prepared for Christ's comings. Today's gospel reading is the very beginning of St. Mark's account, which account is at the center of this church year's appointed gospel readings. And today's reading makes clear that the gospel, or good news of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, begins in the Old Testament and in its prophecy of the messenger who would come before the Messiah, or Christ, in order to prepare his way. As it was written in the prophets Malachi and Isaiah, so it was done. John the Baptizer appeared, preparing people for Christ's coming by proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. Repentance is something that you and I always need. By nature, we're not only unable truly to fear, love, and trust in God above all things, but by nature we are also hostile to God. There are many things that hinder the way of the Lord. In one place, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther lists among them human reason, self-love, one's own wisdom, one's own righteousness, and the like. How well are we at removing such things? How good of a job do we do? How good are we at removing such things? Removing things like that are what today's Old Testament reading describes as valleys to be lifted up, mountains and hills to be made low, uneven ground to become level, and rough places to be made into plains. We're incapable of doing such things on our own. Even as we who believe experience our own inability both to stop sinning and to affect the changes we need to make in our lives. Truly, as God says through Isaiah in the Old Testament reading, we are like grass and flowers that wither and fade. For our sin, we deserve to perish now and for eternity. As today's epistle reading reminds us, the Lord is patient towards us, not wishing that any should perish, but instead wishing that all should come to repentance. The day of the Lord in time will come with its judgment and with its consequences. And we are to be found without spot or blemish and at peace. The way for us to be found without spot or blemish and at peace is repentance. Turning in sorrow from our sin, trusting God to forgive our sin, and wanting to do better than to keep on sinning. John the Baptizer not only preached the law that condemns our sin, but he also preached the gospel and administered a sacrament that forgives our sin for the sake of the one mightier than him who was coming after him. when we so repent, believe, and want to do better, then we are prepared for Christ's comings. With repentance and faith, we are prepared to celebrate his past coming at his birth, to receive his present coming in word and sacraments, and to withstand his future coming with glory to judge both the living and the dead. Truly, God was born into human flesh to save us from our sin. John the Baptizer, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, comforted God's people by tenderly telling them that their iniquity was pardoned. And that message also applies to us. Your iniquities and my iniquities are also pardoned. Our sins are forgiven. Not because of the quality of our repentance, but our sins are forgiven by grace on account of Jesus' death on the cross. Jesus Christ is the one not only mightier or stronger than John the Baptizer, but also stronger than the devil, whom Jesus conquered on the cross in order to rescue us. In his ministry one time, Jesus even described his victory over the devil as a stronger man's entering a strong man's house and plundering his goods. Jesus' death on the cross and his resurrection from the grave are the central focus of St. Mark's gospel account, the beginning of which we heard today in the gospel reading. And Jesus virtually identifies himself with the account of his death and resurrection for us. So closely are Jesus and the gospel in all its forms related. We do not find him and his forgiveness apart from his word and his sacraments. Would you believe that in our time, people can buy chocolate-covered locusts? They made the news a year or so ago when locusts were taking Israel by swarm. Some Jews can even keep kosher when eating them, whether covered in chocolate or breaded with chili pepper and fried. John the Baptizer may have cleansed his locusts with water or fire. But how he ate them is not as important as that he ate them. His food and his clothing, his camel's hair and his leather belt, marked him as a prophet, as did his preaching of repentance and his giving forgiveness of sins in baptism. John's baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins is a central focus of today's gospel reading. And we should not miss the fact that it was, as our baptisms are, a means of grace. God actually gave grace, the forgiveness of sins, by way of baptism. All those from the country of Judea and all Jerusalem who went out to John and were baptized by him, young and old, all were forgiven in baptism, as we are forgiven when we are baptized and receive God's gifts in faith. Now, there is an interesting difference in the Greek forms of the commands that the voice in the wilderness cries out. A difference which could be taken to suggest a one-time preparing of the way of the Lord and repeatedly making his path straight. We could liken the one-time preparing the way of the Lord to our being baptized once, and the repeated making his path straight to our frequently having our sins forgiven by the pastor, either in individual holy absolution or in his giving us Holy Communion. It's most especially in bread that is his body and in wine that is his blood that Christ comes to us now. And we who are baptized are worthy and well prepared to receive him here at this rail by faith in his words, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. with word and sacraments. The Lord, as we heard in our Old Testament reading, tends his flock like a shepherd and gathers the lambs in his arms, carries them in his bosom, and gently leads those who have young. He is, as we addressed him in the introit, the shepherd of Israel, who leads Joseph like a flock. And yet the Lord, our good shepherd, works through under-shepherds, such as John the Baptizer and pastors today, those who are unworthy to perform for the Lord even the lowest function of a household slave, untying the strap of a sandal, and yet are sufficient for their tasks by God's enabling call and ordination. A few Christmas cards have already come to me in the mail. I am nowhere close to getting mine out. My mom this past week put my little Christmas tree out in my apartment. Kilgore's Rotary Club last night had its Christmas party, and a few Christmas presents have already arrived at my door. Some of those kind of preparations may well be necessary, even only 1 week into Advent. And there's nothing inherently wrong with that, if we are not overlooking Advent's preparation of repentance and faith in the forgiveness of sins through word and sacrament. That repentance and faith in the forgiveness of sins through word and sacrament makes us prepared for Christ's comings. Let us live each day with that repentance and faith, so that when Christ comes the final time, all that has been written may be done for us.
Amen. Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus.
Amen. Amen.